AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It was during a televised national security forum where Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton each fielded questions about their experience and judgment to be commander-in-chief that Trump unleveled harsh criticism of the military, saying America's generals have been reduced to rubble under President Obama. Yet Rice University political science professor Bob Stein says Trump showed more discipline than normal.
Probably it was a good night for Donald Trump, mostly because he didn't make a mistake. And it's proven that every time he seems to get before a camera, something happens that causes more controversy. I think this may be a good example of what we're going to likely see in the debates.
Clinton on the NBC News forum vowed to not send American ground troops into Iraq or Syria to fight the Islamic State group.
We are not putting ground troops into Iraq ever again, and we're not putting ground troops into Syria. We're going to defeat ISIS without committing American ground troops.
The top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, Maryland's Elijah Cummings, has released a 2009 email exchange in which former Secretary of State Colin Powell advised Hillary Clinton on the use of personal email. The exchange occurred 2 days after Clinton was sworn in as Secretary of State. Powell wrote that he used a personal computer to communicate without going through State Department servers. Philippine officials say their president and President Obama met informally in a holding room before attending a gala dinner at a regional summit in Laos. Relations soured after President Rodrigo Duterte's intemperate language in referring to Obama earlier this week. At that meeting, the president said of the group,
ASEAN is key to the U.S. rebalance to Asia, and more importantly, it's key to a peaceful and prosperous future for the world.
Speaking of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, this is AP Radio News. The Oakland, California Police Department says it has started disciplinary action against a dozen officers implicated by a teenage prostitute in a wide-ranging sex scandal. The 19-year-old says she's had sex with about 30 law enforcement officials throughout the San Francisco Bay Area over the last 2 years. Phoenix police say they've recovered $3 million worth of jewelry that was taken from the tour bus of Drake. I need a one
dance. Police in Phoenix say the theft happened between 10 and 10:15 p.m. Tuesday on a tour bus being used by Drake and his DJ, Future the Prince. The two were on stage at the Talking Stick Resort Arena in downtown Phoenix at the time. Police say a suspect entered the bus and took a briefcase containing the jewelry. A police spokesman says they usually do not identify victims of burglary, but the jewelry did not belong to Drake. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Paralympic Games have opened in Rio, 4,300 athletes taking part. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.